Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the 300 hottie herself, Sandy Reavy.
Wow, it's been that long, huh?
We are celebrating our 300th episode. Woohoo!
And it really?
Yes, it is the week of April 22nd. Let's get right into it in the transits. We start off with Sandy's conflict day, April 23rd, Tuesday. Full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio.
Full moon rise. Watch her.
April 25th, Thursday, Mercury stations direct.
Since April Fool's Day.
And April 28th, Sunday, Mars conjunct Neptune.
Walk to the water's edge.
Then we have some talisman times for you on the horizon, some upcoming events. And in our house, we are going to share with you how we are celebrating our 300th episode with some really amazing savings and setting intentions. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
Mm-hmm. I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver.
Hello, 300 hottie.
You know, we've been counting down and all of us, like, look, my gosh, Alex, we're going to have 300 episodes
since
we started. And that's every week. And we saw this coming up, and all of a sudden, we're talking today going, oh, it's here!
Yeah.
It comes along so fast. But here we are at 300. Thank you for listening, everyone. It's really been fun.
It has been.
I've really enjoyed it. Preparing for it, talking. You and I get to sit across the table from each other.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Other than that, we could do it on Zoom, and we have.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so all of our listeners, going direct to you all, thank you so much. If you have been around for, mm-hmm. Since the beginning, I really want to hear from you. I want to get your feedback. I want to even highlight you here on the podcast. So we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Have you been around? Please, please, please email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. I will be expecting your email. going direct, I really hope that we can chat with some of our peeps that have been around since the OG days. It doesn't have to be episode number one, but, how long have you been listening? And I want to know. Yeah. I want to know. Let's see. Let's just jump into the transits, shall we? We start off the week with your conflict day on Tuesday, April 23rd. This is the full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio.
Yeah, this is at 6:49 p.m. So just as the sun's going down, the moon is coming up. So really it is go watch her rise. And yeah. It's in Scorpio. So it's a masculine. Well, it's the Mars ruled, right? And so interesting that the sun is in Taurus, the moon is in Scorpio, and yet we have the rulers are averse from the sun and the moon, but they're in their mutual reception. Mm-hmm. In other words, Venus is in Aries, and Mars is in Pisces. So they don't see each other, but that mutual reception is, it kind of says somehow the rulers that are averse to one another find their mark without a specific target or direction. And that's why I've called it my conflict day.
Hmm. And it kind of seems like a shift of power a little bit between the feminine and masculine.
Yeah, because usually the sun is a masculine placement. It's a planet that's masculine, and the moon is the feminine. And now they're doing Venus Mars things in mm-hmm. opposition. So
right.
But because it's what's called averse is why I called it my conflict day. It doesn't know where it's going, but somehow kind of like a frequency, it finds its mark.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of being aware. Of course, we have to be aware for all full moons because it's really shining the light on some emotional baggage, garbage, problem situations. And, you know, that's when this moon is so lit up in the dark time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so we'll be able to see this full moon rise. And if you have not seen, because a lot of people have seen the sunrise, right? Mm-hmm. Either it's accidental or, you know, an early morning flight. But the full moon rise is completely different. And it's right around sunset. And all of a sudden you see this big orange orb that just starts coming off the horizon and rising into the night sky. And it's very beautiful.
Especially when we could go down to walk to the water's edge, right? Mm-hmm. And watch this occur over the water, because then it gets the glare and reflection off of the water.
Right. So
the,
if you have
water, it's so cool.
If you have an eastern horizon that's pretty flat, or you have an eastern, you know, lakefront, that also helps a lot, because even here in Chicago, we have that, and we, there's a community of people that start the full moon jam, which is every full moon rise when it's not negative degrees out. They all come together, and there's fire dancing, there's drum circles, there's food vendors, and it's kind of like a little Burning Man type of feel, because you're just like in this like crazy festival type of space.
Fire, like
performers.
Yeah, fire, like, performers. It's like they mark off an area where like nobody's allowed to walk around and in.
And it's very, you know, sanctioned and safe, so that no one's like spinning fire with, you know, people around. It's, you know, it's roped off. You can't access the middle of the pit, but you can watch with your blankets and your food and your, you know, beverages of choice around the edges. And it's a very fun event. So if you've never been to a full moon jam, come to Chicago around the summer. Make sure that you're there for a full moon and join in on Foster Beach. So let's move on to April 25th, Thursday. Mercury stations direct.
Yeah, so it's time. This happens at around 8 a.m. in the morning. And he's been retrograde since April 1st. Right. And so now it's Thursday, the 25th. It's kind of he stayed kind of retrograde a little bit longer than he normally does. And he's an Aries. Right. So you would think that he would have zipped on through the Aries retrograde sign. Mm-hmm. But he's been moving with the North Node. He's been moving with Chiron. He's been moving with Venus. And so it's like, how is this played out for you? Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe the digging is done and now you get to evaluate what you have
excavated.
I had a trouble with that.
I was actually going to talk about excavation in that like Taurus and Scorpio type of polarization that we were talking about in the full moon. But interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, see if you're able to construct anything with what has been, what's remaining, what the debris is, or what is fixable or still valuable that you can kind of put back together. Some of it won't be, and some of it shouldn't be, because it got Chiron there, right? Chiron is about really dredging up some old wounds of feelings of, and then that, you know, the Aries energy is to, you know, get rid of it, right? Like excavate it, like bowl it over, like
use it up,
you know, get rid of it. So, you know, it's time to continue moving forward, you know, start moving forward and letting go of whatever you said you were going to let go. Let's just turn your back on it and move forward or run as fast as you can forward.
Run away. All right. So April 28th, Sunday, Mars conjunct Neptune. We're already at the end of the week.
I know. And we're almost at the end of the whole zodiacal year astrologically, because Mars meets up with Neptune at 28 degrees of Pisces. And so 28 degrees of Pisces is two last days of the zodiac year, right? It's kind of at the 29 Pisces. It's about to hit my sun. But it's at the very end of the zodiacal calendar, right? Yeah. like 29 Pisces?
Right, 29 Pisces yeah. is, but the yeah. sun is not at 29 Pisces.
No, but Mars is conjunct.
Oh, so Mars is at his New Year's, you know,
Mars and Eve. Neptune. Mars is meeting up with Neptune. Mars meets up with Neptune once every 2 years. But this time Neptune has moved along, you know, probably about 4 to 5 degrees during that time that Mars hasn't, you know, that Mars has passed and comes back around. It's moved about 4 or 5 degrees. So they're meeting at 28 degrees of Pisces.
Right. So okay. they're both celebrating their like New Year's Eve.
They're right.
Auld Lang Syne. So they're like reflecting.
Right. So the next time they see each other, it'll be in Aries. They're
and that'll done, be the yeah. new.
They're starting a new cycle, but not yet.
Right.
Right. And so it's kind of walk to the water's edge, go no further. Keep some lines in the proverbial sand. You know, they don't stay very long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if they wash away, engage in some sort of self-discipline. Because it's in water, Mars, you know, Mars works best in a night chart. That means when your sun is below the horizon. But with Neptune, it's like you may not know which way to go. You may do the wrong thing, right? You might put too much energy into a delusional affair or, you know, drink too much or do too much escapism, something mm-hmm. like that. So mm-hmm. just put a line in that. Just go to the water's edge. You don't have to jump in. You know, kind of take a pause. Enjoy it. This could be great for you know, imagination, for, you know, drawing out your garden because we've got the sun in Taurus already. So, you know, how do you want to spend your relaxation time, right?
Hmm. Right. And so even that water's edge could kind of feel like an ending that Mars and Neptune mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. kind of reflecting upon
mm-hmm.
of like, wow, we've gone all the way through this zodiac and now mm-hmm. we're at a kind of the end of the cycle
mm-hmm.
ready to start new.
Right.
And so maybe that's a reflective type of space to come.
Ooh,
from.
That's a good idea. Meditative, reflective. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice. Well, so that's in the transits for this week. It's a short week. However, remember that you can follow along with these transits personally by downloading your natal chart. And you can access that by heading to our website, intentionbeads.com/chart. The talisman times ahead are really exciting. You just finished up 3 different talismans. I'm going to mm-hmm. skip the first one since that one's already sold. That sold via pre-sale. And then the other 2 are to gain determination and confidence. This was made April 17th. To feel my ambitions while my lioness courage leads me with purpose to embrace opportunities for growth and triumph. Mm. And the second is to be guided by innovation and wisdom made mm-hmm. on the same day. I trust in my ability to adapt and thrive. I honor my unique journey that flows through me. I start my engine. I'll start my engine again. Hold on.
Yeah.
I trust in my ability to adapt and thrive. I honor my unique journey that flows through me. I start my engine.
Mm-hmm. I really like that one.
That one's nice too because it's like that, like restarting.
And wait till you, if you haven't seen that picture of that one. Oh my gosh, it's. I don't know. It showed up as orange red. I've never done one with a lot of pink. I've never done one that's this color. Once I was finished with it, I'm like, that's an amazing looking, different looking bracelet. I love it.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, you should see the picture.
So let's move into the upcoming talismans that you mm-hmm. have. And they mm-hmm. are on the website ready for pre-sale. If you're unsure of what pre-sale is, it's basically you buy it before Sandy creates it mm-hmm. and you get a little bit of customization when it comes to that talisman. Mm-hmm. You can call a direction of color as mm-hmm. well as a little bit of adjustment with affirmation.
Style. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, style.
Or style.
Is it a large bead or a small bead that you want? So yes. Yeah, I'll get a hold of you once I see that order come through.
Mm-hmm. So let's go down the line. There's 2 upcoming talismans. To honor both needs for connection and independence.
I dance in the harmony as my emotions are illuminated, fostering balance and peace in all my interactions. There is a noticeable symphony in all my bonds. This is the moon. Yeah, isn't this nice? This is the moon in Libra, right? Where Libra wants to make connections, wants to network, wants to have friendships and harmony and balance. And it's opposing. I did an opposition here with the ruler, Venus. And Venus is in Aries. Of course, we're still getting that Jupiter-Uranus connection. That Jupiter-Uranus connection is really in all the charts that I've just done the last month and for the next month. So even if you missed out on the four specific Jupiter-Uranus talismans that I made specific for that, I have the charm coming up that's still available for the $30-something. And
that's our talisman of the month.
Yeah. And just know that all of the talismans that I may not be saying that they're Jupiter Uranus specifically, they have it in it because it's been going on. You know, it's over on the sidelines. It's going on.
Right.
Yeah.
So the second talisman coming up is to command respect and admiration.
Each step I take leads me closer to my highest aspirations. I am dedicated to excellence in all that I do. I leverage my skills and my talents. Again, this is that same, it's now has a Leo rising with the moon making that opposition to the ruler of of Libra, which is Venus. Yeah, so.
And that one seems very, you know, still really honoring a lot of the being and what we're connected to, but it has such a focus.
Well, and dedication. I just like that. Well, because it's, you know, it's Venus in Aries where she needs to command respect and admiration.
She's got the crosshairs focus. She knows exactly where she wants to go.
Yeah. She's, can be in charge here.
The talisman.
And she's also the ruler of the sun and the moon, right? So she plays a pretty big part of being celebrated here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry I interrupted you.
No worries. So the talisman of the month for April is that Jupiter-Uranus charm that we were discussing being made on April 29th. It is currently ready and available for pre-sale, and you get it for a special price. So this charm talisman is to embrace the unexpected, allowing cosmic surprises to weave magic. I welcome these breakthroughs. My ideas blossom into sustainable solutions that benefit you and me. And it's a wonderful teamwork effort, but it's also for, you know, these sustainable solutions for a greater purpose. So I love it. Love it, love it. In the link of the show notes, you can click onto that talisman of the month and get that special price. And until then, we're going to move on to the horizon. So again, we have been really driving in the fact that this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is all around us and happening right now. If you are curious about learning more information, we do have a free webinar that you can stream. The link is in the show notes, and we called it the Jupiter-Uranus Lucky Breaks. Also, we have upcoming our May astrology forecast that is with Sandy and Susan, who is a financial astrologer. They go through all their favorite dates for the month and give you a printable PDF that is available on our Patreon community. And of course, that link is in the description. Our Greece retreat and Egypt retreat are on the horizon for this year in September and October. If you are curious or interested in joining us for any of these retreats, remember you can receive a free 15-minute call with Sandy to ask questions and see if it's a good fit for you.
I have an update.
Let's hear the update.
I was given another room for the Greece Agialis Venus Starpoint retreat.
Wonderful.
So now I have two spots available.
Ooh,
for
girlfriends. Let's go.
Yeah. Actually, it would be great for a mother-daughter.
Right.
Because we're mother-daughter.
Yeah. We got one of those rooms.
Yeah.
So So yes, of course, we would love to have you on some of our retreats. The retreat pages give you a lot more information, pictures, videos, some testimonials in there. Really, we can't speak highly enough about our Greece retreat. It really took our heart. The people, the food, the views, the weather, it was really spectacular. And just being on this really remote and
sacred,
historical, right? This space was just, it was an honor, and we can't wait to go back.
And you're going back.
Yep, going back. All right, so let's move into our house, where we are serious about celebrating this 300th episode. As you all know, it's not always easy to commit to something weekly, let alone 300 episodes in a row, or weeks in a row. So we want to do a little bit of a humble brag and just say, like, wow, good for us. And it's been such a pleasure to be able to connect with you all here on the podcast, ask your questions and answer your questions, being a part of this community. So thank you so much.
Really, what has anyone done every week for 300 in a row?
Right.
Right. That's big commitment. And we've made commitments, right? We make commitments, right? But like you said, you know, humble applause. We'll take a backpack on our own. Woohoo, we did it. And you came to me. You went, the story goes, right? You went to the beach to do some
slack lining, basically the tight roping. And that's where I think I was playing ukulele, and I was just, you know, around a like small group of people, and they were talking about how they were just creating this recording studio, and they're like, yeah, come by, we can record some songs and it'll be fun. You know, it's not like we're gonna go like top of the charts on the Billboard, you know, list, but just for fun. And I was like, that sounds great. And once I did, that's when I saw this whole like production studio with all of these amazing mics and everything like that. And then it circled into a conversation about podcasting as well. Mm-hmm. And in the back of my head, I'd been hearing about podcasts. They were pretty new. I had no idea like how you were supposed to do it. And so he wound up being our podcast producer.
Yeah.
And so that was so much fun. We still, you know, from COVID, his podcasting production had to be canceled. We weren't able to see him for years due to COVID. And so I had to take on the production of it all. But it is fun because we kind of do some similar things. Like in the beginning of all the episodes, he would give us this really like expressive, arms up in the air, super exciting, like getting the energy up for us to start recording and, you know, kind of bring the energy through these like, you know, airwaves. And it was like a countdown from 5, 4, 3. And then the 2 and 1 get really quiet, and then we know that we're on and we're recording. And so I still do that. Yeah. You know, I still.
And don't forget this. We remember we were at a show and we brought some spray for him and his wife called Joy.
Right.
It was this orange Joy blend with orange
calcite
affirmation spray, and he had it on the table, and so. Because we love it too.
Yeah.
That we would spray a spray on us just as we went into.
Like transforming our space into like a place of joy where we were welcoming everyone in.
And we still do that.
Right. We still do it.
Yeah.
So it's fun because we all have, you know, preset routines that really help us get into the zone of whatever we need to do. And that is just one of ours. So if you are still here listening to this podcast episode, you are going to hear our 300 episode offer, which is super cool because basically you're going to be saving $114 for this value of $444. So for $300, you can receive an hour reading with mm-hmm. Sandy. This is mm-hmm. an astrology reading. This is about figuring out what is going on within your chart, as well as what is your intention. And she is going to match a talisman, a universal mm-hmm. talisman that will be selected for you. You and her are going to be going through mm-hmm. and really selecting together. So it's not one that's just selected and sent to you, but you get all of that for $300 for our 300th episode. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to include that link in the description and show notes so that you can jump straight over to there and celebrate with us this 300th space of really talking about astrological intentions. And here we are.
I love it. I think that's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's one of the things I love to do is to look at somebody's chart and say, oh my gosh, this one is, if this is what you're trying to do, the sun is in your 10th house right now. So you could have this, these are suggested talismans.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you everybody for joining us on this really wonderful podcast journey. It is wonderful. We can't wait for another 100 where we can share with you even more fun things along the way. So thank you again. It is a pleasure to be here with you. So thank you all and have a great week.
Thank you everyone for listening.
Happy 300.
Happy 300. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.